worlds once lost in the dimness of distance begin to brighten as men draw near. Today, the most remote places are almost within our reach. Once endless expanses are easily measured, both in outer space and here in the West. On the shores of Earth's largest ocean, Western North America covers well over 1 million square miles. In an area this size, there is room for every possible contrast of climate and geography. Both the highest mountain on the continent and the lowest desert, every extreme. Men have lived here since the last major period of the Ice Age. There are redwood trees 3,000 years old, and yet the West has known only 300 years of Western civilization. The mountains are young and rugged. The earth still shakes. The West is restless, still unsettled in parts. There are 29 million people in the 8 Western states. People move west, and they keep moving. They have to get away from the confusion, or they have to get with the action. Half the time, they only travel about 100 miles. Out of 30 airlines serving the West, most of them land only in big cities. They don't really cover the territory. But 3 have made themselves outstanding. When you think of Las Vegas, you think of Bonanza Airlines, the people who pioneered a major high-density route Los Angeles to Las Vegas. They became vacation specialists. The Bonanza system spread all the way from San Diego to Salt Lake City. Pacific Airlines specialized too. In California, our most populous state, where half the people in the West live, Pacific Airlines was serving 30 California cities, more than any other airline. The very first local service airline of them all was West Coast Airlines. They were the first to fly the popular F-27, and later, the first to operate the 6-passenger miniliner. West Coast brought frequent and convenient flights to those little places that other airlines ignored. Then, in 1968, Bonanza, West Coast, and Pacific grew together. The way it happened, we didn't create this airline. The parts were already around. We just put it together. Air West. The one airline that had to happen. It was too good an idea not to. It was about time someone flew to Sun Valley. Air West flies to a lot of places only roads went before. You can take your vacation in a bustling resort or deserted backcountry. In Air West country, it's up to you. You can get lost in the Rockies. Forget the whole business in Mexico. Or follow the crowd to San Francisco. There are probably areas of the West you've never explored, but always meant to, like the Oregon coast or the Arizona desert. Now Air West flies you there. If you like to live dangerously, you can enjoy log rolling in Washington or dice rolling in Nevada. Today, Air West will take you as far as a sunset in the Pacific. Tomorrow, perhaps beyond. Air West flies to more places in the West than any other airline. 103 different places, from tiny Sun Valley to macrocosmic Los Angeles. Air West is writing a new definition of local airline service. We are able to travel so much further in so much less time today that new market and vacation areas are within reach. Not long ago, a businessman in Boise considered Salt Lake City his territory. Today, San Francisco or Los Angeles can be part of his marketing area, too. Today, the short-haul passenger catches up with the jet traveler, thanks to the regional airline. And tomorrow, the regional airline must be ready to withstand the impact of the advanced technology jets. Aircraft like the Boeing 747 and the Douglas DC-10 will be landing in a few large airports at first, carrying 400 passengers at a time. There, the regional airline will take over. Air West will be ready with flights to 75 airports in the West, 45 places that no other airline flies to at all. This will require diversity and specialization, too. But Air West, after all, is only a product of its own geography. Where, if anywhere, is it possible to find an area with as many contrasts, as much growth, as promising a future as the western third of the United States? Air West country. No matter what size place you want to fly to in the West, Air West is available in just your size. We call our four different aircraft flexible flyers because we fit the airplane to the destination instead of the other way around. The F-27 has been the mainstay of local airline service, a Rolls-Royce powered prop jet with a cruising speed of 275 miles per hour and a passenger capacity of 40. The F-27 is good for those 150 mile hops like Twin Falls to Salt Lake City and Yuma to Phoenix. And that's just the kind of route over half the people are taking. Air West has more F-27s than any other airline in the world. When we've got a crowd, we use a Super DC-9 fan jet. It's the first American short-haul jet. Cruises at 560 miles per hour and carries 97 passengers. We use the DC-9 for high-density commuter routes, like Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Both the Douglas fanjet and the Boeing 727 are used for getting from one big city to another. The big 727 fanjets carries 119, cruises at 572 miles per hour. There's no faster way to get from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City. Our miniliner is a Piper Navajo that carries 6 passengers, cruises at 200 miles per hour. Great for getting right into places that bigger airlines can't, like Sun Valley or Roseburg. Air West gets a lot of people into some great little places by scheduling frequent miniliner flights. Now there are flexible flyers available in 4 convenient sizes and 8 local colors. We're painting the entire fleet to match the geography of the West. It had to happen, an airline with local color. The West became Air West country July 1968. We changed our colors, our clothes, even our swizzle sticks. Oleg Cassini designed a new hostess uniform. We designed a new schedule. Almost before anyone noticed what was happening, we had better connections, shorter layovers, and more through flights. Today, there's scarcely a sign of Pacific, West Coast, or Bonanza anywhere. But there's every sign that things have changed for the better. Maybe you saw it coming too. Air West, the one airline that had to happen.